The world's greatest county fair, the Clay County Fair at Spencer, is scheduled to begin on Saturday. And as Jeremy Parsons, the chief executive officer of the fair, says, everyone associated with the fair are excited to be back.
We're just excited. It's been 721 days since we ended the 2019 fair. So we're just really excited to open the fair gates and welcome everybody back here.
Clay County Fair is well known for having a large farm machinery equipment display. And Parsons says this year is no different.
It is. We're excited to again host the largest farm machinery and ag equipment show at any fair in the United States. Of course, if you try to buy farm machinery or ag equipment at this time, you know it's kind of tough, but all of our vendors have been able to find equipment and source it to be able to show here at the fair.
Parsons says fair officials are proud of the entertainment lineup scheduled to perform at this year's fair.
You know, we're going to open the fair Saturday, September 11th, with Christian rock band Skillet. We've got Herman's Hermits and Peter Noon and Gary Lewis and the Playboys with us on Sunday. We've got a great country show on Monday night, Black Hawk, with the Bellamy Brothers. Josh Turner is going to be with us. America's Got Talent champion Darcy Lynn, as well as up-and-coming country star Ryan Hurd. So six concerts plus two nights of auto racing. We bring sprint cars and late models to the fair, as well as the season championships for the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull.
A fair official says attendees will see a few new additions to this year's fair.
With everything that the world has been through in the past couple years with COVID and politics, people are going to want to laugh and have a good time. And this year we're doing that right as you walk inside our main north entrance. The brand new Midway stage is going to provide six shows of entertainment a day. Of course, and we're also going to add some other things in as well. We've got a new small animal barn, which will be a brand new home for our 4-H and FFA poultry and rabbit shows. So that and a few other twists and turns, we've got little surprises around every corner.
Discount admission tickets are available until midnight tonight. Otherwise, all adult ticket prices for those 13 years and older are listed at $10. After 5 p.m., admission is $6, and children 12 and under are admitted free of charge to the fair. The Clay County Fair runs from Saturday, September 11th through Sunday, September 19th. Another area festival occurring this weekend is the Grand Meadow Heritage Festival. Joel Volkert serves as the chairman of the Grand Meadow Heritage Festival, and since Grand Meadow is such a small community, many people may wonder as to where it is located.
Very awesome. We're actually known as the best-kept secret in Iowa because no one knows where we are. We are north of Correctionville on L-36 and south of Marcus on L-36. You go about 8 miles either direction, you're going to see a big schoolhouse that's being tuck-pointed, a little dusty, a lot of repair, but that's where the festival is held, right there at that, on 6306 D Avenue, Washtenaw, Iowa.
All right. And Joel, I had an opportunity to visit the Grand Meadow Heritage Festival just a couple of years back, and I have to say I was very surprised and amazed, and it was really a fun festival. So share with us about what's going on in the schedule for today.
Well, today we have two bands playing, two country western bands will be playing today. We have the Western Iowa Border Agents. We'll put on a shootout out here, a little demonstration of old-time cowboy type anyhow. We also have our museum, which is a four-story museum that's full of antiques, unique antiques from all around northwest Iowa and also some from around the entire world. We do have a quilt show going on out here, pretty amazing work done by some ladies. It's beautiful to look at. We have a food, of course. We have the pork loin sandwich today. And tomorrow we have the brunch, which is scrambled eggs, ham, beef, pork, cheesy potatoes, macaroni salad, fruit salad, and, of course, the famous banana bread from Grand Meadow.
Okay.
And there's entertainment both days, two country bands each day. A lot of entertainment, a lot of fun, a lot of things to see, a lot of working activities out here going on. The thrashing machine is down this year. Something we couldn't do. The sawmill will be running. We have a blacksmith out here working. There's a lot of activities for all. And for the kids' day today, we have a blow-up balloon. We even have a bucking bowl here, along with the balloon lady from Special ZKs from Holstein is going to be here doing bubbles and doing her little act. So we have a wide variety for all ages to come out and view.
All right. And, Joel, I remember a couple of years ago you had the antique car show there, or display of antique cars and classic cars. Is that going to be the case this year as well?
That car show happens on Sunday out here, yes. We have a good group that comes in from Sioux City. The Shriners bring a lot of their cars out here, some really interesting vehicles. We also have a big tractor show going on today, and I'm looking down the line here. There's some green, there's some red, there's a perfect green. That would be my Oliver, of course. And there's a lot of other activities out here that are going on, a lot of other displays, antique wagons, anything to do with agriculture, we really have it.
Joel, is there an admission charge to the festival?
You know, that's a unique thing about Grand Meadow. No, we do not charge to get in. It's free to get in. We make our money on donations and also on the fabulous food that we serve out here.
All right. Joel, anything else that we want to mention about this year's Grand Meadow Festival, Heritage Festival? How many years has it been going on?
This is our 45th annual festival that we've had here. The biggest event that we're having this year is the big consolidated school, the four-story brick school, is actually turning 101 years old this year. We didn't get to celebrate it last year, but we're working on it this year. We actually giving it the birthday gift. That's a new tuck party.
All right. Well, Joel, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Joel Volkert, who is the chairman of the Grand Meadow Heritage Festival, and that's going on, as well as he said, kind of halfway between Marcus and Correctionville. The annual march to the Capitol returns today to honor those who lost their lives in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Iowa firefighters and supporters will march 21 miles from Waukee to the west side of the state capitol in Des Moines. A group will stop at 7 fire stations and the Glendale Cemetery along their walking 21-gun salute. Community members are invited to join the march and bring American flags. The event begins at 9:11 a.m. this morning at Centennial Park in Waukee.